Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Yes, it is. Morena, Lara.
Morena.
Hey, Lara. How are you?
Oh, good. It's feeling a bit like election year, though, already, isn't it?
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
So much policy. What's all this?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this.
Millie and I thought you'd be quite excited.
I mean, I am excited, but it's like this is really early. And we've seen a trend around the world in elections coming earlier and earlier. So, I mean, just the campaign being longer, and I feel like maybe New Zealand's picking that up a little bit. But, yeah.
So Labor's just announced a new bit of policy introducing low-interest loans for family GP practices. I mean, what's your take on this, Lara?
So healthcare is a big issue. It's a big issue for most voters in most polls, right? And it's been one of those ones over the last 30 or 40 years that we know that we've got a bit of a problem on. Like, the whole COVID response is premised around the fact that we have insufficient healthcare, insufficient hospital beds. So the real question then in terms of health policy making is, what are the issues? Where are the kind of choke points in the pipeline? Where are the problems? What can you do in policy to alleviate, you know, a lack of supply of doctors and how it's hard for people to get a GP appointment? So National's view on this is, we need another med school. We need the Waikato University Med School, and they've moved to enact that policy and increase the number of training places for doctors. On the other hand, Labor's like, okay, yeah, but here's another policy to allow GPs, nurse practitioners to do kind of low interest loans from the government to establish a practice. And that might mean, you know, say you're in rural Nelson or rural somewhere, that a doctor can move there and set up a practice on their own as an independent business owner, and might remove some of those barriers. So that's the idea there, that there's a limited number of loans available and that they could set up there. We've also seen a trend in healthcare in New Zealand over the last decade or so of these kind of more corporate practices or more kind of franchise practices, or like, yeah, kind of a more corporate model of healthcare where, you know, some of the doctors maybe ascend to these business heights and make a lot of money out of healthcare, or, you know, the other concerning trend is perhaps international companies having these practices. So that's a part of a broader trend that Labor's policy, I think, is meant to circumvent a bit and kind of make things more local, make things like more small family doctor. Everyone loves a small family doctor, you know, that they have that relationship with their whole life. So I think that's what this policy is meant to try to do, at least rhetorically and at least kind of ideas-wise, it seems like that would help. But, yeah, it's part of the shift within Labor to really focus on, it's like jobs and healthcare and the cost of living, yeah.
It feels like probably quite a smart move after the recent policy announcements of the Future Fund and free doctor's visits funded by the capital gains tax. It's sort of like the logical next step, I guess, in making sure that the infrastructure is actually there to support that policy.
Yep, and it's all about getting this little Medicare card like they have in Australia. And so Hipkins has been trotting it out, like carrying it around and like showing it to people, this little card, John A. Citizen on it or whatever it is. So that's kind of part of their broader plan, is to make healthcare better. And they know, I mean, they're listening to voters, right? Voters are saying the cost of living is prohibitive. It's hard to go to the GP and they want more healthcare. And then, of course, the other policy reality is, you want more people to go to the doctor when they start to get symptoms or something.
Yeah.
We've got this horrible, like, there's a study not long ago of this, like, kind of quite shocking situation of people showing up to hospital and then getting diagnosed with cancer. And that's not something that you want to have happen. You want people to be going to the doctor because it's cheaper down the line than people needing treatment for stage 3, stage 4 cancer, right, or then ending up in the emergency room. So that's that kind of broader trend there. I think National would argue that that's, or have been arguing, that's the wrong focus. But yeah, that's, they were more focused on creating the number of doctors, increasing the number of doctors and the number of positions. So this is going to be one of those issues that they can test.
Yeah. Do you think anyone's going to pay the doctors more? Because I feel like, I mean, this is speaking from personal experience, like a lot of doctors are going over to Australia where they can earn kind of double what they do here. And we've got a bit of a shortage. So do you think anyone is going
Has
to
anyone
put
thought
two
about
and
that
two
for
together?
Their policy?
Yeah, is anyone putting it together?
Yeah. No, we haven't really seen that as a suggestion. Of course, people do suggest it and go, well, the doctors do as well. They're like, hey, can you give us a bigger pay increase? But that's the same kind of thing with nurses, with teachers, with police. is that we've kind of got quite a low wage economy relative to Australia and just even today. To be honest, I was looking at a job in Canada this morning, but like not so serious, but just what do you earn there, right? So it's you look at wages overseas and you go, oh, well, that's actually quite a bit higher, and they have that better superannuation scheme in a lot of places around the world. I saw an Australian colleague last night, you know, they get 17% superannuation. So, I mean, National has been trying to push towards that with their KiwiSaver policy changes but over time. But we don't really see much of a kind of effort to go, okay, we're going to pay the doctors more, because that would mean introducing more money into the system or more borrowing. So you'd need to tax more at some point in the system, and we've seen both major parties are unwilling to do that substantively. More, like, other than, you know, this capital gains tax or like an increase in this or that, neither of the major parties seem willing to really increase the tax base in a huge way that would allow for an increase in wages for those kind of frontline medical staff.
Okay, well, if any doctors or nurses are listening, you rock. Keep it up.
we can't pay you anymore, but if we could, we would.
And the teachers too.
Go the teachers.
And the firefighters.
Oh, yeah.
The firefighters, yep, they've been striking. So, yeah, the firefighters is another one that we kind of need to watch that situation, because, yeah, a lot of people are getting offered jobs or even being advertised that with Australian jobs, right? And it's tempting.
It's really interesting, this sort of chicken and egg debate happening between Labor and National about what the best way to go about the situation is. You know, National wanting to get more doctors and Labor wanting more sort of practices and infrastructure. It's hard to know actually what the best way forward is.
I honestly have no idea. It's one of those things as well where there's never a lot of detail in the actual policy itself, like, because we don't have, like, I mean, in various reviews, like, if it's part of the independent electoral law review, and there's been other reviews since that say, like, hey, we need an independent policy costing unit, and that would be, I mean, obviously that costs money to have the policy costing unit, but, you know, we have a lot of elections where people will argue about the fiscal hole, or, oh, there's $1 billion missing there, or there's this, or that policy's going to cost so much. So there has been one of the kind of arguments to make better policy making is to have this independent costing unit that could say, hey, like, look, the financial projections are this would cost this much dollars and this would do this much for the economy or the healthcare system or whatever. I think that would be a good idea or a good step, because a lot of these policies, there's a lot of photos in them or whatever. This one, I haven't actually seen the document, but there's not a lot of detail as to what the costings are. And, I mean, it's just kind of quite hard for political parties to be able to do that. And then, of course, the opposition fixates on one detail and it causes a big bit of drama. So this one's not, from what I could see on their website looking yesterday, there wasn't a huge amount of specific detail. Like, there were no graphs. But, you know, it's, again, it's that they're showing us the direction that they want to go in, and they, if people voted for them, that their government would go in the next election.
It is, like, really interesting to see where things will go, especially after this Labor Party rally that had a real, like, campaign rally sort of air to it, and Chris Hipkins was getting a bit fired up, and it's all go, isn't it?
It looked quite professional, this one, and did look quite, like, togetherness and party back on track kind of vibes. And, you know, there were some pretty decent speeches. I put it on every now and then when Hipkins came on and that kind of thing. It looked quite professional and quite well put together. So, I mean, the big thing for them a year out from the election is to try and raise money, is the other thing. So we know that Labor and the left bloc raises, like, maybe, what is it, something like an eighth of the amount of money that the right bloc raises. So that's their big mission for this next 6 months, is to try to get as much as they can out of donors. But that looked pretty professional. So, I guess we'll see. They kind of look like they've got it together, and I imagine that they're out there trying to sell tea towels or whatever it is that they do to get the money.
Very good. Oh, well, we'll just have to keep our eyes peeled and see how it all unfolds. Thank you so much, Lara, for joining us for another great political commentary. And you have a great week. We'll chat to you next week.
Kia ora. Yeah, thanks. I actually do have a Labor Party tea towel. Someone got me it as a present.
Oh, my God.
Merch is a good Christmas present, you know, across political parties, across the spectrum. I've got merch from all the teams. But, yeah, they do a good tea towel.
Oh, my God.
I love to hear it. Niche. Okay, Christmas all shopping, right, Everyone.
Thank you so much, Lara. Catch you next week.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.